One. Check, check, check. Go.
Check, check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, everybody.
We're on.
Good morning and welcome to the Booster Cafe. This morning, that's November 29th. It's Wednesday with your host and original Dusty Footed Philosopher, Mr. John Case, everybody. And a sometime sidekick, I forgot the guy's name. Hey, and the Booster Cafe is currently unsponsored. Our phone number for our call-in line is 304-885-0708. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, buddy. I'm so glad to hear your voice this morning. I had a depressing...
Good morning, John.
I had a depressing thought.
I guess today's word is...
Oh, man.
The closest I can come to my impression of a...
Did you hear Pat Buchanan's defense of Roy Moore?
No, that was a nuclear... That was a nuclear bomb. That was a... ICBM headed this way. Each time the North Korea has fired one off, it has gone increasingly longer.
That's true. I know.
Intact.
Right.
Joe Sanzioni from the Plowshares Fund does not believe they can hold the weight of a nuclear warhead right now, but that's just around the corner. And the last tests prove that they can fire an ICBM over 8,000.
That, I know, right, good. Even the North Koreans can, everybody's going to have a nuke. I love that. Everyone's, the United States has a gun, and everybody in the world has a nuke.
Whoo! Hello, Mr. K.
Oh, Jesus. You know, hey, buddy. Hey!
I'm coming to your chewy cafe. I tell you what. Stupid name.
The site was stupid.
I am going to blow up Seth Rogen.
our president is going to puke all over your country.
You go ahead. He's ugly. He looks like an orangutan.
He is an orangutan. Yes, yeah, right. Anyway.
First of all.
Hey, you going to nuke us?
You have no answer for my weather machine.
Yeah, I don't. That is
second
a superlative
all,
weapon.
You will never understand how powerful greatest country in the world is. North Korea!
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
Man, it's a bit early for him, isn't it?
You know, anywhere in the world, it's early for him. Okay, so we're going to... everyone's going to have a nuke. And everybody in America has got 10, 15, 20, or 30 guns. We're ready to roll, guys.
Nobody's going to have any money.
Now, let me ask you.
Nobody's going to have any health care. Nobody's going to have any money.
Yeah, right. Right.
The housing market's going to, the bubble's going to burst on that again.
Give me the bad news about which Republicans that we were hoping would have a little backbone collapsed yesterday.
Well, Flake and Corker voted it out of committee.
Yeah.
All the Democrats said nay. All the Republicans said aye. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to vote for it.
I know.
Because there is some more tension that has arisen within the Republican ranks here in the final hours of this thing. They're trying to get this done as fast as possible. And keep in mind, everyone, they don't look at you. They look at a spreadsheet. They look at how they can use the wealth of America, that's our money, to put in the pockets of their donors. They do not give a flying shit about you or me.
Well, of course not.
And they don't, they never have, and they never will.
That's right. Let me ask you, my friends, as you head to work today, I want to ask you whether or not, you know, what you're going to get in compensation is going to be any better than the shit sandwich served up here at the Moose Turd Cafe. I'm guessing that for a big number of you guys, this is going to be the highlight, not the low light.
Right.
That's the problem. We're going to have to make the menu even worse. Where is Dr. Lecter?
I don't know. I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Although there are signals in his shed.
Oh, Jesus, no, God.
There's like little blazing fires bursting up, lights going off, noises, saws. I don't really like to go near there when the sawzall is going off.
No, I know.
You hear that? You know? And it sounds like really smooth at first until I think it might hit human bone. You know, where it's just like...
I think you got that one down, Mike. What are you? I'm a chainsaw going through human bone. How do you like our administration? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to imply.
The thing about this asshole is, anytime anybody is in the room, if you'll notice, if he has to sit at a table with other people that are recognizable, he always has his arms folded.
Uh-oh.
So as not to just, one, not to, you know, he's defensive about his tiny hands.
Maybe he's trying to keep himself from doing the Louis C.K. and masturbating in public. And so he's closing his hands over his chest.
Everyone do the Louis C.K.
I mean, he might think that he was out of control, right? You know, he has to close. I'm just saying. You know,
this whole thing is very, very much like hearing Louis C.K. come up to you and say, "Hey, could you stand there for a minute?"
Oh God, yes. Oh man! It just gets better.
Yeah, it's good times.
It gets better and better every minute. And well, actually, what we mean by that, folks, you know, of course, in the Moose Dirt Cafe, everything's a little bit inverted here. So better and better might not be better and better.
Mr. Case.
Oh, Mr. Dr. Lecter, how kind of you to join. What's up?
Let me say, good morning. And there's no need to fear the light coming from the shed.
Oh.
It's merely the reflection of all the lambs screaming. Can you hear them?
Yes. Yes, at the moment I can. Yes, I can. Actually, I hear the lambs screaming. Actually,
wow.
I want to return to Pat Buchanan's defense of Judge Roy Moore.
Speaking of Nazis,
it's a. Can you guess what it is? It's really a novel defense.
Oh boy!
It's right up. Pat. Here's Pat Buchanan. He says, "Look, yeah, he's a pedophile." Okay, he's harmed probably, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 young girls. But if a Democrat gets elected, there's going to be 500,000 fetuses aborted.
Right.
And so, the trade-off is simple mathematics.
Right.
To Pat
right.
Buchanan.
Right. Right. Bodies for bodies. Sure. Sure. Makes all the sense in the world.
What about all the people in the graveyard, too, Pat?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about Act 3?
Yeah, your inconsistency about taking care of people after birth is pretty well known.
Yeah. You know, I mean...
After they're born, you have a tendency to pass that on to somebody else.
And what about Act 3 of our town? Come on.
I'm just, like I said, I'm just hanging out, looking forward to being in the work camps with you. I really am.
Yeah.
How many Nikes and iPads are we going to be able to produce in one day?
We'll have a race, and you know, whoever loses gets fired.
Well, you know, I'm not sure who's going to be dead first, you or me.
Yeah, I know this will probably be, you know, the trucks are the sirens are probably start pulling up here. Anyway, yeah, you know, come in and do the old.
Oh, hold on, man. Ain't nobody gonna be dead. Hold on.
You've been dying every morning here, just about. We're going, doing something.
I don't even know why I call this dumb program, and nobody ain't ever listening to this thing anyway.
It's comatose.
I done did it.
God, it's our disgraceful governor.
I'm gonna do it again. We'll get these money in here.
You're gonna do what?
Jobs rolling here in the. State of West, my God.
Oh, God. Just roll over and... Yeah, thanks. There we go. Okay. You think Dr. Lecter is performing this you know.
I don't think so. I think that...
garrote, you know, every day.
I think that's an even... That's an even... That's too high of a mountain for even Dr. Lecter to climb.
Oh, I don't know. He has such... His knives are so sharp.
I don't think his knives are sharp enough right now.
Oh, really? I mean, to take on that
Yeah, you know, it's after the holidays, so he had to prepare a big, gigantic holiday meal over the weekend and before the weekend.
Well, he served up Chris Christie, right? And his Chris Christie's avatar is all that's left of him, you know.
I don't want to say who it was. I just know the meal was big. I know that.
Oh, man.
I did not partake.
Anyway.
It's just that... Cooter, Scooter, and Cletus all told me.
I don't see how Corker and what's the other guy, Flake. I don't see how they're going to vote against it after voting to put it out of committee. What's going to be their argument for doing that? So they're gone.
Did you see the committee eruption of all the protesters that were hauled off in handcuffs?
No, didn't see that. No. Okay.
You should take a look at that. The media, the national media, won't show you the whole thing.
Why is that?
If you get a chance, go check out Dr. Maddow, because she showed you the whole thing. And there's a guy screaming from the back, you know, I have AIDS and cancer. You're going to kill me.
Right, you bastards.
You know, this is just another...
They don't care.
...misdirection, bullshit stab at them stealing Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. That's what this is.
That's right.
Full stop. Everything else is bullshit. This is them stealing money. If you make... under $75,000 a year, you're going to pay more consistently over a long period of time than someone who makes $1 million.
Actually, with the alternative minimum tax, the middle class never gets a freaking chance anyway. So that's okay. It's, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what kind of business expenses you have, no matter what kind of stuff you have to do to get by, like,
and I don't give a shit what kind of. Thing they're talking about tying it to the growth of the economy.
Well, that's stupid.
You know,
there's not going to be any growth.
They're talking about how well you don't have to pay as much if. Well, it's a cause for speculation, doesn't it, Senator?
Right, but if not, then I guess you're screwed.
Exactly. Now, some people who make middle income next year. Oh, goody, I've got, you know, $200 extra in my pocket. But the years after that, that's going to be wiped. Wiped and then some. This is an assault on all of our money.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, really disgusting.
Well,
and to me, indefensible. There's no defense for this bullshit.
Looks like it's going to come down to McCain again.
Yeah, it might. Certainly, they're placating everyone at the last second. They're putting these things in place at the last second within their own ranks to wrangle their senators.
So who are they? Do we know what some of these things are yet?
Ryan and McConnell are cooking up these little plans with all these
payoffs,
all these meetings with Flake and Corker and Susan Collins, trying to get them on board to get this thing passed as fast as possible. In fact, they're trying to get this thing done by tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm sorry, I used to love tomorrow.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow sweeps in this petty pace from day to day. Out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow, a mere hour upon the stage. Sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Well said, sir.
I can't claim responsibility for that one.
You just regurgitated it. Well,
I know. Right.
You're a good, solid poetry reader. You have a great deal of rhythm and timing.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Makes you want to holler, hi-de-ho.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Freak Show.
This is so incredible. You know, by the way, you know, Trump's daughter, Ivanka.
I blame the Democrats for
you
know, not being.
You're a jackass. You know, I don't care what you say. You know, that guy, when he, you know, he, what a, you know. I mean, I don't care whether it's stupidity or unbelievable evil. You know, I don't care. Either way, no. You know, I want this guy indicted, arrested, and punished, as they used to say.
You know, you're breaking up a little bit.
Punished? I'm breaking
up. No, your voice is breaking just ever so slightly.
Well, then we're going to amp up my voice a minute here.
It wasn't your big feet again, was it?
No, I don't think so.
For
our
listeners out there, John has unusually enormous feet.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
They get in his way. I saw him on the river the other day, just floating down there in his feet.
I know. I don't need a paddle.
He took his shoe off. And
I'm like
a small family.
I'm like a hobbit. I don't need
borrowed
a paddle. I don't need a paddle.
You are the furthest thing from a hobbit. You are more. You would be considered closely associated with Gandalf.
I'm a double halfling.
Gandalf. You're not.
But can't two halflings on top of each other, you know, be a...
Was the halfling dear to thee? My master.
Anyway, the Democrats, thank God, finally, you know, refused to participate in the photo op of them having their heads cut off.
Well, he tweeted a really offensive tweet prior to the meeting. And you expect, you know, I'm going to invite John over to the house for lunch, but
right.
Prior to him coming over, I'm going to tell everyone he's a serial sexual offender.
Yeah, right, and he's been having sex with goats and all that stuff.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Well, just a few that I know of.
Right.
I'm the goat whisperer.
Exactly. The goat whisperer. Yeah, you've been talking.
Pardon me. I speak goat.
You know, what is it? What's the goat? Give me a goat. Give me a billy goat noise. Can you do that?
I can't do it.
Oh, I probably have to get my sound effects.
That's one thing
up.
I really, that's not what's in mind.
Well, now look, Meghan Markle is now going to be.
Meghan Markle, who is a class lady and a terrific activist and actress.
Well, now she's going to be a princess.
I say good for her.
You know, so Harry, I like Harry of the royals. I like him the best. I don't know why. I just do. I mean, I like.
Yeah,
he joined the army. He tried to do something. He tried to be a real person. It seemed to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, his mates will tell you, the people that served with him, like him very much.
I hope so, you know. So, anyway, whatever.
He has garnered a great deal of respect among the working class.
Okay, good. Well, then, good for him, all right? I don't know. What's Steve Bannon going to do? I thought
The tirade of, how racists are offended by this has already begun.
Right. Now, Pat Buchanan wrote a book years and years ago about how he really wanted to reunite with England and then leave, you know, the mixed population states behind and have the white people.
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
Remember that whole thing he had, you know. Now, what's he going to do now?
I don't mention his name on the air. All it does is give credence to him being validated for anything. I think he can just kiss my big, fat, white ass.
Okay. All right. I understand.
So I
don't like Pat either.
Let's talk about something else, shall we?
Okay, I can go right on here. Okay,
we can move on from that because we can move on to the utter debacle that is our existing, slightly existing State Department that doesn't have any specialists for any kind of negotiation through back channels.
Oh, we're not doing diplomacy anymore, man. Haven't you heard? Yeah, that's old school. That's Obama pussy stuff. You know, no. You know, we negotiate after the sword is planted in their chest.
Right.
Or ours.
Right. As soon as your head comes off is when the negotiation.
Yeah, that's right. Or our head.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. We're just... It's like an ISIS cell has taken over the White House.
Yeah, there's a fresh, inexhaustible supply of horror every day that spews forth from the White House every single day.
I know, it's just
Do you know how hard it is for Sarah Chuckleberry Flanders to come out there every day and defend Mordor? Do you know how hard that is?
I don't know. I mean, she must. It's just. I don't know, man. I mean, it must be easy. She must be into it. They must all be into it.
I would say this too. If you're a male in this country and you're plus 45 years old, do not. Do not consume any form of dark chocolate after 5 p.m. Don't tell me.
Why?
Don't tell me. Even the smallest little bit. Because I never learned my lesson, Mr. Case. Ever.
Okay.
Just staring at the ceiling at 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. Well, I'll go write some jokes.
Look, it's a. There's been a conspiracy of some kind going on in the Air Force, they're implying now, about not reporting convictions to the gun database. Apparently, this was not an isolated incident.
Texas shooter. The murderer, the murderous bastard in Texas? No.
Yeah, right.
No, this is pretty consistent with hiding numbers.
And, yeah.
If you project that outwards and think about some of the locales across the country and police departments that haven't really submitted any of their data either.
By the way,
what do we really know?
Well, yeah, these days, I mean, what do you know, right? Okay.
You don't need to know nothing.
Yeah, that's right, man. Keep them in the dark. And
we got our own. Mind your business.
Oh, is that Cletus or is that Hoorah?
You just mind your business. Don't worry about it, son. I got my gun. I'll take care of things out here.
I got my gun.
I got my medium guns. I got my beta guns. Save the beta guns.
I have a little piece of chocolate here for you. I'd like to try that.
By the way,
got some dark chocolate for you.
Those characters are inspired by my younger, much smarter brother.
Oh, good. Younger and smarter, huh?
How he is, but his as we get together every once in a while and begin to talk Trumpese, that's how we talk.
Yeah, I know.
The horrible thing that I would just use that, because there are a lot of fine people that have a southern accent that are elevated intellectually and very smart.
By the way, I got to ask you a question here. It looks like Jimmy Fallon's...
I'm going to give you an answer. You're not going to like it. Go ahead.
Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show has taken a sharp decline relative to the more politically engaged Colbert and...
Kimmel.
And Kimmel shows.
Yeah, he still leads in the 18 to 49 demographic, but that's it. And that's slipping away.
That's interesting. That's interesting, you know.
I got two words for you, NBC. Seth Meyers.
Looks like Bernie Sanders is, I don't know what he's really going to do, but he's making all the moves to say, like, I ain't going away.
No, this will go nowhere, is what Bernie's saying. Bernie's essentially just come out and said, I will continue to do what it is I'm doing.
That's right. No, I think he. You know, well, he's going to go until he's gone. That's what's going to happen.
John, the hope is.
Oh, Senator Sanders, thank you.
John, the hope is that we, as like-minded progressives, we all get on the same page and continue to work together in little pockets across the country. I'm saying this over and over again. People are tired of this.
Yeah, we got to get bigger pockets.
That we face here is nothing short of losing our democracy.
I want
people out there to understand that.
I can feel it slipping away, Senator.
We have to pay close attention.
Yes,
all the
bluster,
all the tweets, pay no attention to those. Of course, they get a lot of press.
They do.
That's exactly what they want. Don't give them the press. Don't give them the opportunity. Concentrate on what they're doing, not what they're saying.
Gotcha, pal. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, that was weird. He just kind of...
Well, I think he's got...
he usually doesn't do that this early in the show. He just...
I think he's,
I think it indicates what dire circumstances we're facing.
Yeah, there's no question in my mind.
For him to come on prior to 7 a.m., that never happened. Not in a cafe, baby.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, that was,
Well, okay, so... Anyway, this thing about the... bugs me. Why would the Air Force not report it? I mean, why would they not do that?
Well, I think that there's been for a long, long time an in and an out in terms of military exposing their laundry or whatever it is, making itself contained in one form or another, whether that be the Air Force, whether that be the Army, the Marines. I understand it, and the Navy. I understand it to a certain extent because, I was a contractor for a long time. And they will, in many cases, enlisted people and officers will, in certain situations, not make a contractor welcome to a certain aspect of a meeting. Thank you, contractor. You may go now.
Wow. Hey.
All right. I'm just here to serve. So whatever you need, Captain, I'm leaving. You don't need me to take a minute? No, you can leave. I got that. All right, see you later.
I got you.
I'll be over at my office across the way. That, cost a lot more than yours. I have no idea why.
So North Korea has given Trump the finger, as deliberately.
Well,
as,
I mean, the interesting thing about that is, and Cercioni pointed this out, both in writing and on some of his press junk, it's the same, and he's involved in the Flasher Fund and has been for a long time. He, I call him Dr. Joe, was saying that, one of the things that gave some people hope is that the Exxon asshat, who's in charge of state, Rex,
that
indicated, like a lot of people, and Mathis and a few other folks, that, hey, 60 days, give us a break for 60 days and we'll set up some negotiations and blah, blah, blah. Well,
yeah.
It was 74 days, and there was no negotiations. And there will not be any negotiations because nobody is left that is capable of negotiating.
Well, so now he's giving him the finger. So there's nothing to negotiate. Okay, there's nothing to put forward except what, another tweet, or we're gonna nuke somebody. Or
and
palm somebody to help.
The heightened element of saber rattling is should be frightening. And, I don't often get afraid, but I'm very much afraid that this is going to lead to a de facto war.
Now,
somebody could stumble. I harping back to 2002, there was an incident with the planes, colliding in midair. And, Chinese plane and then ours and, airspace and so on and so forth. This is one mistake plunges a lot of people to their death. A lot of folks on both sides of this will die and die quickly. It should this come about. And if you're not frightened about that, if you assume for 1 second that we can blast a nuke into North Korea without harming South Korea, Japan, and China, you're an idiot. You're a moron.
Yeah, how are you going to do? How are you going
to? You're talking about the estimates are 30 million people in one day. 30 million. One day, and then the fallout of that. What happens after?
I don't know.
So, that's It has gone beyond the pale of frightening. It has now morphed into ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You know, and oftentimes, and I posted about this on Facebook, I don't know if you read it. Oftentimes, I hear people misconstrue, you know, toughness for this false bravado. They misinterpret, especially men, misinterpret this coarse language with, oh, well, that's a real tough guy. Bullshit. Bullshit. It's not a real tough guy. It's a guy running his mouth.
I agree, man.
There's nothing tough about him.
Well, okay, but we're going to...
Sociopathic, megalomaniac narcissist
who has made money for years
being a slumlord and a money launderer.
I know, he's a jackass. He's a dick, you know? He's just a fascist little prick. Yes.
So,
we come on, man. The Moose Turd Cafe, I mean, is here because people have to go out. They all know this, you know. That's why the cafe is filled this morning, by the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna cover that. I meant to tell you I had a sit down with the announcer guy.
Oh, did you?
He's changed his tone a little.
Good. Okay. Well, that's
so
good.
You might hear it at the top of the hour here because we're coming up on it. So.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
it
just
in with a. There may be a unfortunate overglowing announcement.
You think
a bit of my resume?
Is he going to be strangled in the middle of the?
I happen to have secured some digital images.
Oh my God!
Of the announcer guy in some compromise.
And how did you ever get a hold of those?
Well, somebody who's close to me sent them to me. So.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Close to,
okay.
You know, the family.
Well, okay. I'm against...
Hey, I'm on the way, everybody. It's me, the announcer guy. We're coming up on the top of the hour here, almost 7 a.m. November 29th is Wednesday, with your host and original Dusty Booker philosopher, Mr. John Case, and his sidekick. Very funny, very talented actor, been in several movies and commercials, toured the entire country, and then some, Mr. Mike Diesel, an excellent impressionist as well. By the way, our call-in number is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. This show, The Moose Turd Cafe, is currently not sponsored. The reason why we call the show The Moose Turd Cafe is if you get up in the morning, you can super moose turd. The rest of your day is going to be outstanding.
I like that. Perfect, pal. Now, we just got to put that on tape.
So, interesting.
Yeah, you have to come over and put that on tape.
Thank you, announcer guy. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, well, it's a good job.
Pay me the respect that I have earned.
Is this Scarface? Who is this?
I don't even know.
All right, let's get back in the. We have to get back in with the lion here for a second here. Yeah, you're.
Oh,
consider that you and me are
the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
No, you and me are Rhodesian Ridgeback dogs. Okay.
Are we?
Yes. We're circling the lion, okay, and waiting for the team to get in here and stab the guy, okay? And put him out of, you know, but in the meantime, we're kind of, you know, wearing him out a little bit. That's our goal here, too.
Please help us, Obi-Wan Mueller. You're our only hope. Please help us, Obi-Wan Mueller. You're our only hope.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now, it turns out that now Donald Trump, during the campaign, actually admitted that the Hollywood Access tape where he was talking about grabbing girls.
Oh, I know. It's on an interview.
He now says that
where he apologized.
He now says he's listened to it. And he doesn't think it's him.
I don't think that that's me.
He thinks it's fake.
Well, sir, who am I interviewing?
It's not me. I have many avatars. You can't tell. I'm stealthy like that. One minute I'm here, the next minute I'm in Russia. You can't tell.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know. And that's when I would say, you know, I would ask the question, sir, when will then be now?
By the way, you know, on the way to taking Carolyn early this morning to the train. And
really? This morning on the way to the
Brunswick.
Train station?
Well, no, we had to go to Brunswick because she had to go in really early.
Oh, damn.
Anyway,
she was taking them much earlier.
The 4:50 train out of Brunswick.
Right.
So, over there, and now on the way, you know, like All Things Considered, or Morning Edition is not on yet, and so we're listening to the BBC, and it's this interviewer, this guy, interviewing the allegedly fake female opposition to Putin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to tell, I don't know what the hell's going on with the BBC, but this guy, he wouldn't let her have a word in edgewise for about a minute. He kept, you know, isn't it true? It's like Chris Matthews
interview.
Isn't it true? Isn't it true that you're fake? Isn't it true that you're not really enough? Isn't it true?
Hey, Mr. Case, hold on a second. I don't think that's fair. Hold on. Let me get in there. Hold on.
You're right.
Mr. Case,
jerk.
I don't think that's fair at all.
You jerk.
Hey, stop it. Let me tell you. So, Mr. Case, what do you think about this North Korea thing? I'll tell you what you think. It's a disaster. It's a complete awful disaster. I don't think Trump's doing the right thing ever. Anyway, shape or form.
I guess I did think that.
I'm going to leave now because I'm going to go ahead and go somewhere else and talk over somebody else. Okay, bye.
Well, yeah, see, and so that's exactly what this guy in the BBC was doing, like just like Chris there, with this woman, okay? And finally she says to him, do you talk to all women like this?
So the interviewer was kind of attempting to talk over, condescending, and mansplaining all the same.
Yeah, and she finally put him in his place.
That's the quality we all look for. And are you sure he wasn't working for Veritas?
I don't know. It was one of those. It just,
by the way, Veritas is the farthest thing from what that organization should be.
I mean, here's the weird thing. At the end of the interview, the person that sounded real and not fake was the woman. She was fairly coherent, you know. She said, me as his puppet. Well, that's, you know, that's what he's doing. He says that's Putin's line is to act like he's going to hug me or something. She says that's not what's going on.
Hug you just long enough,
right,
close to your body to insert the needle.
Why do you think he had a person to know what he knows about all of a sudden enter the race, you know, against me, you know, another woman? Why do you think he did? Why do you think that happened? You know, and blah 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 blah. You know, so she was very coherent. I mean, and this guy kept talking over her. Just, you know, oh, isn't it true? Well, when are you going to take a firm?
Just right out of whole cloth, just making stuff up. Just
he had a line to push, and he wasn't going to be deterred in the interview. And she finally said, you know, fuck you.
Yeah, it sounds to me like both of them should probably be invited to the cafe. Sit down, have a meal.
I agree. Have a little soup from one of Dr. Lecter's bug fests. You know. Hey, you know the Dr. Lecter.
I understand. Actually, I understand. In the cafe, there is going to be a vomitorium.
True. Oh yes, absolutely. By the way, did you know that I understand? You will know better than me, but that Dr. Lecter is. I understand that he's a banjo player. Because he has some very interesting banjos that have an unusual sound.
You
perhaps
mean
because
the,
you have a different.
Are you talking about the actor that portrayed Dr. Lecter?
No. Dr. Lecter.
Are you talking about actual Dr. Lecter?
Dr. Lecter, I believe.
About Hannibal
Lecter, I believe, plays the banjo. Okay. And I'm worried about what the skinheads on his banjo are made of. See, I'm worried that he has human skins on his banjo heads. And it's coming
well,
up with
a really
this
odd sound coming out of that banjo.
Well, it's a very mournful sound.
Is that somebody's cheek, or are you just happy to see me? Good night,
you know,
everybody.
But you know, he plays in an odd key as well, I'm told.
Yeah.
You know, but
like that. What was his buffalo? He puts the ocean on its skin, or it gets the hose again.
And the strings are made of something unusual.
Yes.
I don't think it's cats.
Meow.
the bow has an alabaster tint.
All right. Hey, that's a pretty good descriptive narrative there.
Okay. Anyway.
Let's move on from banjos being made of human.
Well, I thought he's probably preparing to present it to the president and you know, perhaps held a White House concert of some sort.
You know, there is a Christmas concert at the White House with your MC and host, Dean Cain.
Really? Fox
News contributor.
By the way, the resistance in...
Who couldn't get a job doing anything in Hollywood. Didn't get jack squat, Cain, so they had to go to work for Fox. Loser.
There's going to be a Christmas caroling protest, actually, resistance event on Foxcroft Avenue in front of Capito's house. I think they're going to be singing Christmas carols.
Is that today?
Yeah, I think it's around 11 today or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, they're going to be doing, I think Dr. Bob sent me a thing, they're going to be doing some parody Christmas carols, and they have all across the country. This is something that's not isolated to this area. They've already sung, you know, they had a, I think it was in... Might have been in Austin.
Hey, we ought to send this broadcast out to Mr. Bill this morning.
Because
he's been under the weather seriously in the last few weeks.
Oh, Mr. Bill, we're keeping in our thoughts, dude.
Yep. But he's doing better. He's doing better.
Energy for you.
Yeah, but he's listening this morning. So
try to get on the mend, brother. We're worried about you.
He wanted to hear a Willie Nelson song, but we're not playing that much music on this show, so you're gonna have to wait for that.
Yeah, this one maybe a little later on.
I'll do Willie Nelson half the day, man. I got Rooster's great playlist, actually.
Whiskey River, big man, man.
So we could do that, man. Yeah. I could add the latest album, the latest Willie album to Rooster's playlist, and that would, whoa, man, we'd have some country going on here today.
Yeah, man.
Where's Cletus?
Well, I mean, I have all eons of respect for Willie.
Me too.
Me guy too. who chose to live his life a certain way.
He's a good guy. I think he's a good guy. That's my impression, you know. And, yeah.
I mean, there are many that have come out of that RV not really knowing where they were.
Right. I know.
But they're certainly, I say coming out of the RV, I mean floating out of the RV.
One of the things I used to like about Hillary was that she wasn't afraid to knock on doors, and she knocked on his bus one time, you know, looking for votes in Iowa. So, famous story we won't repeat here since we've told it before. But,
I'm not gonna get into that. You always want to dig back, man. Let's just move forward. The shit's over with. Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Oh, by the way, what is the source of the vanishing Great Salt Lake?
What's the what? Say that again. And
the Great Salt Lake in Utah. I'll give you the tip here. The Great Salt Lake in Utah is roughly the same area as 75 Manhattans. It feeds and houses millions of birds and hundreds of species, and is the
it's being depleted as fast.
Yeah,
as
it's vanishing. Red, it's vanishing.
Colorado,
and the water's dropped 50% since 1850. You know, I mean, it's really big time. It's been so dramatic you can see it from space, where the Great Salt Lake has reached its lowest level in recorded history. Question is what's really causing it?
Keep wrecking.
Yeah, what's really? Turns out it's.
Let's keep these.
It's not really the weather. It's human. It's
finite resources that destroy our planet. Please.
It's really human consumption. It's what's doing it.
Yep. It's, there's a whole.
There's a problem out there. The Mormons. The Mormon
is being dumped in and stirred.
Yes. Right. Okay.
And then poured back out. Because, remember, Soylent Green is people, man! Okay? All right. Soylent Green is people. All right.
Okay. Just calm down, Mike. Okay, I know we're on a spaceship. I know that we're lost. I know that we have no way to get back. I know our air supply is limited to a few weeks, and our food probably
not much longer. Hey, hold on a second.
And you know, oh, you brought Tony.
Shut up and listen, all right?
Oh, Jesus, the man with no name.
Shut up. Hey, hold on. Hey, Tony! Oh, you can leave it alone. That's good. All right. I understand you got some kind of questions about my man here driving a freaking car, right?
I do, yes.
Hey, it's none of your business, all right? The guy gets paid well.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, as long as I have...
Hey, listen, if I wasn't freaking union, what would I be? I mean, come on.
I understand. I mean, I'm just, I'll take your word for it. You know, I know you're an honest guy. Why would you lie?
You're goddamn right you'll take my freaking word for it, all right?
Oh, yeah.
If I said it, there it is. Bada bing, bada boom, goodbye.
Hey, try one of my pieces of chocolate.
Stop
here.
The car!
Have you tried this chocolate here on the counter? Nobody wants to try the chocolate.
What?
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, okay, so I, you know, the Great Salt Lake, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know. Bye-bye. Nobody will pay. You could take all these water conservation measures, but nobody's going to do that. You know, who cares about that anymore? You're like, man, we're in the having fun part of the century.
Good time. A good time was had by all, until they all died. We're going to have a dance death party, everybody.
Hey, by the way.
We're teetering right there on the edge, man. And the edge is breaking.
Well, it looks like the movement that, what's that? What's their slogan? You will not replace us.
What?
The you will not replace us movement. The white nationalists, the supremacists, the dirt bags.
Okay. All right.
The bag lappers. That's what we call them.
It's so hard to replace a manager at a convenience store. That's really a tough one.
We call them. We used to call them. I used to have the nice name called the Future Foreman League. You know, was made up of these people. You know, and but then you know, in the paper industry, things are much coarser, and they just universally refer to that personality type as bag lapper.
Yeah, I really think that expose on the Nazis did not need to be done, because it's a frightening amount of normalization. And if you go in and read the commentary on that story,
yeah,
if you weren't scared before, you should be scared now. Now, I don't know, and I posed this question, and I talked about it longer than we normally talk about it with my wife last night. I have to believe in my heart of hearts, and maybe I'm just naive. At my core, I sound incredibly pessimistic on this show all the time, because you have to, because it's the Moose Dirt Cafe. But the point being is, I don't know that there's more of them than there is of us.
Oh, I don't think there is. I think that if you had any genuinely democratic vote of any kind right now, would repudiate these guys.
Yeah.
I believe it would. But I don't think that these guys plan on having that kind of a vote anytime soon.
No, there's a certain element that just enjoys being contrary and stirring up trouble. And trying to justify that by pointing at a horrific history that they bend, tweak, and sell to weak-minded people.
Well, I'm feeling fairly weak-minded myself about it, to be truthful, and I look around and I don't know. I do agree with our, you know, local friend here, Sue Pelish,
by the way,
Pandora's box is open.
Send it to me. Add Matt Lauer to the list. He's been fired.
Ooh.
From NBC. Matt Lauer has been fired from NBC.
Oh my God! That's, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I never liked him.
Has been fired from NBC.
I never liked him.
For sexual, I hated him. I couldn't stand him. Yeah. I never liked him when he filled in for back in the day.
Yeah, I never liked him.
For the
good.
Other gentleman that was there.
Well, not good, but good. He's gone.
Yeah, I think that
General's Forum or whatever it was, where he interviewed both candidates, was one of the most appalling things I'd ever seen. Yeah. Not, you know, just placating everything because he lives in Trump Tower. Just kissing Trump's ass during the interview and then grinding Hillary into the ground on Benghazi. It was the most obvious beatdown. You know, I'm glad he's gone. Honestly. And also, too, Jeremy Piven's show on CBS has been canceled because of his past indiscretions with women.
Okay. The movement moves on. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. There comes a certain point in time where it's just intolerable. You have female staff members, female executives, female, you know, actresses who are integral to the storylines, production, the end results of just about anything in our society, and you can't have this kind of behavior and then have some kind of expectation that you're just going to move on.
By the way,
you can't do this without some kind of consequence in your life.
Every time that Trump starts dissing the Democrats or anybody or other Republicans, it's always they're weak on crime and borders, right?
And, every statement's like that, and he keeps running his mouth about the wall. You had the situation in Egypt, and then you have a guy talking about the wall. What are you talking about? Shut up!
but wait a minute. I want to talk about a real crime program that has been established in India that would be of interest to the president. If you steal someone else's plants and wander away with them, you go to jail in India. Okay?
Mm.
And this is also true if you're a donkey.
Donkey!
There have been 8 donkeys have been jailed for 4 days for eating expensive saplings.
Was there an ogre anywhere nearby named Shrek?
Donkey! The Indian government has been on a cleanliness kick led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has vowed to build tens of millions of toilets and clean up garbage in cities. According to the authorities, the donkeys were making a mess. We warned them, but they didn't pay heed, said the police chief.
Shut up. You have the right to remain silent. What?
Where are those? When those donkeys get out.
Tell me that Wilbur Ross is involved in this somehow.
That's right. Mr. Ed has been arrested in India.
Bail money.
Oh, man. The cafe is going to be busy next week when we get him out. That's for sure. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I thought you'd like that story. That's top of the news here this morning.
It's a lovely story, John. Thanks. Thanks for sharing. I don't think our listeners could have made it through the day without learning that these culprit criminal donkeys are now having their comeuppance, pal. Okay?
Guess what? They have a photograph of one of them, and it looks a hell of a lot like that thing that used to appear on the camel head that used to appear on a package of Campbell's, but he had that with the eye shades and smoking a cigarette.
Mm.
You know, like he'd done something smart by being busted for eating saplings.
Ooh, the pride.
Goeth before it fall.
the pride of not getting away with it.
Look,
now, Obi-Wan,
I'm going to
our only hope.
I'm going to jail.
Help us now, Obi-Wan. Mueller, you're our only hope. Every once in a while, that circulates through my brain. And
I hear you, pal. Everyone's hoping for a nice little, you know, Christmas treason present from the the Mueller.
General, former General Flynn may have a role to play in all this. Certainly very, very soon.
Well, you know, General Flynn, you know, he's another horse's ass. You know, another on the list that will not be missed. When the last roll is called, I think that was whoever. Remember H2O GATE, Watergate Blues.
Well, Gil Scott Heron, who, you know, formerly the Attorney General of the State of New York, in that Manhattan district, who was, you know, promised his job and then fired by the Orange Fart Club, has certainly indicated that he believes that there's going to be a multitude of indictments prior.
Oh, so some people are going to be spending Christmas a little stressed out.
Jared, ooh, Jared.
Oh, you think Jared? You think Jared's on the list? You think Jared's on the list?
His role as consultant is becoming incredibly diminished.
Well, I've heard of that. That Mr.
His input is no longer welcome.
Well, he can't just walk in. I heard it expressed a little less severely, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's day by day getting worse.
It's going to be interesting.
So, you know, but yeah, I mean, poor Jared. I mean, and Ivanka has just been making a stunning appearance all over the world on behalf of her clothing.
Yeah, she's
and getting women into business.
Sales assistant. She's
right.
So when you're bumped back down to managing a Kohl's, Ivanka, let us.
I don't know. It's just of course, a disgrace everywhere you look.
Well, the problem too that Richard Engel, who is the NBC's international correspondent, has been in war torn areas for years and has done brilliant reporting over the years, both in Afghanistan and Iraq and all over the world. He is, you know, been revealing this Trump property in Panama. The problem with that Panamanian property is it has been used quite specifically for a number of years to do nothing but launder money for the Russian mob. And there is some scary documented evidence. Now, right now, Canada obviously voted to, I'm not sure which city, and I probably should have a little bit better research, but they pulled the name off of the organization, whoever was in cahoots with the Trump organization. They pulled the Trump name off of one of the hotels. Now the hotel management company that's handling the property in Panama, their rate is decreased in 6 months by 32%. And the government is on their ass to change the name to disassociate themselves from the Trump organization. So, but it's still the other, I guess, happy good news is the breaking of the emoluments clause with regards to the hotel in downtown D.C. That's making tons of money because, you know, the international element of that is and domestic element of that is people want to curry favor with the current administration, so they come in and pay exorbitant fees for a hotel room and, you know, a $47 hamburger.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't understand that when, you know, there's a perfectly reasonable option here at the Mooster Cafe.
Yeah, you know? That's for sure.
And it's just, it depends on how well we're stocked up if we make it through lunch. That's.
I heard that. Hey, we need to bring this to a close because we're going to have to I got to have a little break before the 7:45 call from
Thank God. I'm so sick of talking to you, Case.
Well, I know, but I didn't mean to say anything nasty. I just was looking at the clock, and I'm getting there,
that's
you
an
know.
Excellent thing. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Booster Cafe with your original Dusty Putnam philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, here at Enlightened Radio. Out on the Booster Cafe is called that because once you eat a booster in the morning, the rest of the day is going to be nothing but up. And as sometimes I kick the comedian actor, Mr. Mike Diesel, everybody, our calling line is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. It is November 29th. It's Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and this show currently remains unsponsored.
All right, buddy. Everybody, take care of each other. It is late, but everything comes next. So long, my friend. Talk to you later, pal.